opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
What up, though?
What's good?
It's your boy, Chef Fly.
Boy, easy.
And we back. Just our opinion.
Back now.
We back now.
All right. Listen. Feel like gave people a chance.
We did.
They ain't do it right.
Took a hiatus too.
That's all right.
Get your shit off.
Part of my lateness, I was just stepping into my greatness.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
They got 12 months too. But y'all didn't prevail. So the best are back.
That's it.
So let's do this. What up, though, man? What's good, man? Welcome back, world, man. This your boy, Chef Fly, man.
Again, boy, greatness is easy.
And yes, welcome to Just Our Opinions, man. J2O, man. I'm
telling you.
The greatness.
This is amazing. It's easy. It's just good to be back. It's just
refreshing air. We out here. I don't know if it's winter, summer, fall. We in Georgia. It's goddamn everything in one day, man, right now.
Shit's sick, man. It's annoying as fuck.
It's going to be down there 90 degrees, and it's 40 degrees outside today, man. Come Friday, it's going to be 90 degrees.
That shit don't make sense.
Don't make sense at all, man. What's good, E, man? What's going on?
Man, hey, look. Nothing, man. Life is good. That's all. Shit.
Good.
It's a progress. Ups, downs.
Good.
Still here. Shit.
Good. Shit. Man. I've been documenting my life, man, since, December 31st, man, with my hiccups. So, I'm on a 90-day challenge.
Okay.
Yesterday was 45 days going straight to the gym. I started off with a mile. Now I'm up to 2 miles.
Okay.
And but I lost like 27 pounds.
Progress.
But like 6 months is the goal. I'm going to try to lose over 100 pounds. You know what I'm saying? But I clap every time I do 2 miles, man. But I'm finna take it up a notch because I've been walking. So I'm finna start running in a minute, man, and see what they do, man. Run a mile. Hopefully go from there, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Enjoy the process. That's it.
Yeah, man, you know, so consistency, man, is key, man.
In anything.
Yeah, so like, you know, doctors, they say they want you to check your calories and all that shit. That's not reality, bro. You know what I'm saying? The reality is get up the next day and start over and do it again. You know what I'm saying? Because If you're counting calories and you don't lose that many calories working out, it's really, you know what I'm saying? It's an up and down battle, especially if you lifting weights on top of that, because everybody knows that fat is leaner than weight. You know what I'm saying? Once you put muscle on, you get heavier.
Right.
So, you know, that's just my catch on it's a catch 22, so I don't even look at the scale no more.
Just one day at a time, do better or do at least what you did.
Well, that my goal overall is to get off of medicine. So, okay. You know, that's what my goal is. So it ain't really the number itself. Mm. You know what I mean? Cause shit, every day I wake up is another blessing, man, to do some more shit.
That's it.
You feel me? So yeah, man.
I think people get caught up in the search for results, and don't. I mean, you enjoy the journey, but I mean, you got to celebrate the progress that you're making.
It's a marathon, man, not a race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, nobody got caught problems overnight. You know what I'm saying? For the most part.
Right.
Especially, like, dealing with weight and stuff like that. So, you know, consistency, man. But, you know, I can tell you some stuff that I noticed going to the gym every day. Men don't do cardio. It's like a slim few who do cardio. They do it, like, once a week. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's more women that do cardio than men, bro. And the reality is they were like, you don't need to do cardio. That's a lie. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you indulge in different shit. You need that breath. You need that wind. You know what I mean? Because you get overweight, or maybe just 10 pounds, man, going up the stairs, bro. You You feel that shit in your kidneys or your, you know what I'm saying, your lungs, man. So we need to, we as a people need to do better with cardio.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Shit. But yeah, man, that's been my day today, man, just documenting this journey, man. And like I say, trying to get out this medicine, man. But then other news was good, man.
Shit, just working, man.
Just working?
Yeah. Trying to get some more podcasts under the belt.
Some more?
Yeah.
What you got under your belt right now? What you working on?
My old lady got one.
Okay.
ATL. Brunch Tales ATL.
Okay.
That's our
Brunch Tales ATL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we getting the tea? Or we getting some champagne?
They're getting both.
Ooh.
Tea, champagne, and a couple shots of vodka, some tequila.
Some tequila.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything in that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, that's what's good, man.
That's what's up.
I'm happy for you, man. When you gonna let your boy come over there and produce one of them joints with you?
Shit. Say less. We'll make it happen.
See, there you go, man. All you gotta do is ask, man.
It.
Open up your mouth, close mouth on your face.
Shit.
So look, man, I watched the Chris Rock special. It was good to me. You know?
Cool. Yeah. It was cool.
But I watched that Marlon Wayans special.
That I haven't seen yet.
That shit, for me, was everything.
For real?
Man, yeah. Boy. And it's like, Marlon Wayans probably has come into his own. It's taken him a while to be a developed comic.
Right.
And, he that guy now. Like, and this was like basically his thought process of what happened with that slap.
Yeah.
From the Oscars with Will and Chris Rock, and the fact that he himself had problems with Chris Rock. And so it's a good story, man, that he tells about an hour, man, on his trials and tribulations with Chris Rock and how he felt dear in his heart that was a justifiable slap.
So he said it was necessary.
So you remember when I said
a necessary evil?
Yes, but you remember when I said Chris Rock was supposed to get slapped. I don't know if it was in a public space, but he definitely was supposed to get slapped.
Okay.
And Marlon Wayans proved it to me. He was like, I am a Chris Rock fan, and I know he is a habitual line stepper. And maybe, I don't think in that form and fashion he was supposed to get slapped in front of the whole world, but he definitely
supposed had a slap coming.
He had a slap coming, man. And so that's what the tape was for Marlon Wayans. He had it coming, bro.
I'm going to have to check that out.
He definitely had it coming. You know? Yeah, man. You know, it's the thing about, like, Chris Rock, man, it was an article that came out a little bit before the slap. Couple of months saying that he was had autism in some type of way.
Yeah, they say he can't read social cues.
Right. So being being a habitual line step is like
part of that.
It's part of that.
So we should excuse him.
No. We're not excusing it. I'm telling you why I knew it was coming.
But would you excuse it if you knew that it was a special needs situation?
Not at damn near 50 years old.
I mean, but at 50 years old, most people are line steppers.
Yeah.
But you know, he's in a public place, a public setting.
I'm not giving him leeway at 50. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If he had been 25, 20, just finding this out, all right. But now,
somebody told him already he should know better.
Right.
Okay.
I got you. So, yeah. Like I said, I knew he should have been slapped. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, we done waited this. And then it's the guy who did it, though, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? When you don't have nothing bad on your resume, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, no stain on his resume.
That was okay for that slap to go through.
No, it was just
about
like,
because he fucked his shit up.
No. I'm just saying it's just like, it wasn't, but it was just like, Will ain't never did nothing, so it was just like, it's a blemish.
So you don't think that it was just like how everybody say it was because of Jada? that he did that. Like, it was from
listening to him and also watching the behind the scenes of what's the movie he did?
Emancipation.
He had like literally took on a bunch of, you know, took on that role, and I think that was one of those, man, fuck you moments. You know what I'm saying? Mentally. So he was shooting
Emancipation.
No, he was decompressing from Emancipation. He hadn't did a move on, that was his last role. And so I can see he still had that mental space, like, man, I ain't fuck y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, prior to that, he played King, what's the daddy name? Serena daddy name?
Solomon. It was Solomon.
Whatever, they daddy. I don't know. He played in that movie. But after that, he did
King Richard,
that's what it is.
Said Solomon.
he played in the Emancipation and decompression from that role right there, because he's a method actor. And he takes on a lot when he does that. And I don't know if y'all seen that movie, but shit, that is a slave movie. It's not really a slave movie. It's breaking out of slavery.
That's why I didn't see it. I'm not doing it.
It's still a rough movie, though, at the end of the day. It's good, though. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
You can have it.
He on some, hey, man, after taking on that role, it was like, man, fuck that shit, bro.
Anybody
can get it.
That's funny.
And so Chris Rock got it.
Shit to me, it's all funny. It's sad. It's funny. Love watching train wrecks, right?
Is that the environment we grew up on? So like they call it toxic, right? But isn't that the type of shit we grew up on? You know what I'm saying? When shit goes bad, like,
nah, because I think now it's so accessible that it's a feed for it. Like that shit might release like dopamine to some people, like just the fights, all that shit that's on.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, man, I was on every goddamn news channel outlet and everything after the slap. I was out the country too, though.
I was like, man, look at the form.
That's Ali.
Like it is, right? That's terrible. You draw from all the characters that he played throughout life.
But I'm sorry, man. This shit's ridiculous.
Came up there with the Mike Lowry swag.
Nigga getting commentary on that shit. And he pulls back.
Very reminiscent of Ali.
Ooh, that boy got a chin. He helped that shit out. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Oh, man. Man, I'm... Ooh. All right, next.
Chris Rock with the Pookie post-slap face. All right.
Next. Man, we can go all day with these. Doom. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I thought about that, though. But like I said, in hindsight, man, check out Marlon Wayans' special, man. It's on HBO Max. I've heard nothing but good reviews on it. I've seen some people say it ain't that funny, but the people who say it ain't that funny in this day and age, I believe they didn't like comedy, man. I don't believe they like comedy, you know, on both forms. Chris Rock's or on Marlon Wayans. It's just like, we ain't on the, it's this Me Too, you can't say nothing, environment we in is just getting on my nerves, man. It's like, bruh, jokes is jokes, man. Y'all supposed to be able to at least take a joke, man. The sensitivity is just getting on my nerves, man.
Well, that's the problem. Everything is, it's a hypersensitive society we live in.
Yeah, or selective.
And people are
outrage.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Bring it back to that.
It is selective outrage. Real shit.
People just want some shit to fight for that they can consider their own.
So, Ciara and Russell Wilson are in the news because Ciara wore a revealing outfit the other night when they were at the Oscars. And Russell Wilson is looked at as a studious, stand-up, wholesome type of guy, and the outrage is pouring in on how Ciara was dressed. But I kind of feel okay. So I've seen this attire before myself. Gucci's girl wore it a few years ago, but I didn't think she was on the same caliber as a Sierra, right?
Right.
And then Sierra also is friends with the Kardashians, who wear revealing clothes like this. So it was one of them, like, I get it. I don't really see the, I see it, but I don't understand the outrage because she's an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Cause like Gucci's girl is Gucci's wife. Like, really, she ain't no entertainer. Sierra's literally an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? She get paid to put clothes on, perfume, all that beauty stuff. So it's like, eh. Models wear stuff like that all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was the theme of the party.
I don't know, even know what
the theme was. So it was a Vanity Fair party for the Oscars.
Right.
And I forget, the theme had something to do with, like, barely there. It was a theme, okay, that was, and the dress was in line with the theme.
Okay.
So my whole thing was, she wasn't the only person that was in dress.
Selective outrage.
Pretty much. Secondly, most of that outrage comes from a lot of bitches out here can't do that shit.
Yeah, see,
and
it's
just a lot of hate.
Sierra fine.
So is it, and I say bitches because it's hate. It's just hate.
Yeah, I want, you know, normally I'd be like, oh, nah, I wasn't really on that this time. It's like, she's an entertainer. Like, she was Sierra before Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but beyond that, if my husband is cool with it, then fuck y'all.
Facts.
Like, that's the problem.
So
get
the
fuck out of my business.
I was looking at another podcast, and the dude said, man, look, bro, my bitch got a body like that, and she want to wear that. It's my old lady. She can wear that.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm there. It's not like she out here by herself. Nah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So when you get out of line, I'm here to slap the shit out you and put you back in place.
Man, I'm saying bro.
Full right. Will Smith status.
Back to that. I'm just saying, though, it's like she got the body, man, flaunting, you know?
Man, it's confidence. It's deeper than what everybody wants to pick their own shit for. Like, just.
But I don't even think it was that deep, though.
No. I'm saying, like, it's just, for me, it's deeper than that. If she chose to wear that, she knew that she was going to kill it. She wanted to do it.
And
he backed it.
And in this business, you want to be talked about.
That too.
You want your name to be mentioned.
And he's probably said, as you go out there, you give it all you got. Let's ride. Broncos all day. Anyway, good.
I'm sidebar. I'm like, what's going on here, man?
That's, you know. Okay.
But yeah,
you know,
man,
he said some real cheesy shit when he was walking out there.
All the time. Exactly. All the time.
but it works.
Yeah, it's so real. You know, man. Yeah. Man, salute to them, whatever, man. They made the news. They done for a whole week. So, you know, it is what it is.
Amen.
Man.
Hey. They say all press is good press.
Definitely.
It's all in how you work.
Definitely. That's a new song came out the same week. So, you know, it all in line. It's just a rollout.
There you go.
They don't know what's been going on in this game. It's just a rollout. So, yeah, man.
Random question.
Talk to me.
Not really random. So, I was watching the interview with Young Dro when he pulled the flip phone out. And they was like, nigga, you got a flip phone? And he was like, yeah, I gotta have this flip phone because I realized, you know, after a while, I'm just scrolling, booty after booty, gun after gun, fight after fight. And it's just like, he got a flip phone so he can focus amongst other things. Just random question to you and the viewers, even if it doesn't apply. But at what point did you realize you spent too much time on your phone, or have you not realized it yet? Or have you feel like you have balance?
So this might be like a flex, but I'm retired. I don't give a fuck. Shit, I work out every day. I do something. It's a lot of folk who ain't doing shit.
So you're saying as long as you scrolling through your phone regularly, but you're still productive, it's okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And what about for the people who just spend too much time on their phone and don't accomplish anything?
Yeah, it's a problem.
So how do you tell somebody that?
It's a problem?
Yeah, you got an issue. You know, people they not open to hear, like, you got, hey, bro, you've been on there for way too long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Screen time for kids, all of this shit is just, the society that we move forward in is just, is this going to be?
Well, see, the thing about it is, it's so much you can do with your phone, though. So it's like, not just social media, video games on there. So it's like, it's definitely a tool, you know. You can write notes in there. It's like watch, read books on there, watch movies. So it's, I can understand your phone not being put down, but yeah, at the end of the day, if you're not doing anything productive, yeah, it's a problem. I can't speak for Drew, but you know, he identified the problem, moved it out of the way. Like, nah,
I'm just curious. Like, when you ask people that, they start to think about all the other things they do with their phone besides scrolling and justify it.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
See, if there's nothing productive coming from it, then it's probably an issue.
It is an issue. Okay. If you're not doing anything, because, like, my sister and I were having a conversation. No, excuse me. My cousin and I were having a conversation because she's a manager at a restaurant. And I was like, well, if you're going to hire people to work in your restaurant, you need to let them know if they work in the kitchen, they can't have their phone. And she was like, man, I said, man, my ass, these folks could be fired. I was like, you're at work and you're in the kitchen. I was like, you got to, you know, set boundaries at the end of the day. Like, your phone ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? If it is an emergency, yeah, you can use it. But for 9 times out of 10, they don't have no emergency.
Right, facts, facts.
They just scrolling or texting a friend. Nigga, you here to make money. Money over everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So that was a conversation we had. And I was just like, bruh, the environment I came from, working where I worked at, before I left, it had got, you know, a little bit ease with the cell phones. But for the most part, man, you touch your phone, somebody in seniority see you with your phone, you it lost your problem. Job. Right. It was a problem. You're getting ridden. You only get 3 write-ups. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I know niggas that work on the railroad, that's how that should be.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you can't have your phone.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we're talking about money, yeah, it's a distraction. But if you're doing something, if you being productive, I don't see it, no problem at all.
Okay. Shit. What else you got?
Shit, man. The months and the days have all come together, man. I don't know. What's going on in the news? Oh, they said they're going to lock up the boy Trump, man. And when they finna indict him, man.
So, they got to do it, man.
Well,
you think they're actually gonna do something? Because
if they don't want him to run again, they're gonna have to.
I see.
This is the only way to stop him from running for president again.
So you seen them pictures with him? Like,
yeah, that was an AI. That was
funny as shit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, AI pictures. Yeah, most definitely.
Guys reading the comments. Because shit,
once
on
I seen the pictures, I googled like, oh, he got locked up.
Like, I thought shit would have been all over the news.
Yeah, matter. Nah, that would have been one of them notifications.
Oh, yeah.
They would have sit that. They sit that out, bro.
Nah, but the comments for the people who believe this, oh, my God, I hope he's okay.
Oh, yeah,
this
man
is a travesty.
Nah. I be on it, man. I watch the news when I first wake up in the morning. So it's like, they said it was a possibility, and it's still a possibility he might get indicted. So, you know, the trial is going on at this end. But if they don't want him to run again,
They're gonna have to
indict him. But it's just like, man, I don't understand. At the end of the day, I don't understand the Republican Party. They weren't for Trump, but they seem to be for Trump. They rallied behind him.
No, they rallied behind him to keep him. I think that it's just a matter of we can't control you the way we would like to control you.
They can't control him, period.
That's the problem.
He's rich.
That's the problem, though.
You know, all of them ain't rich. Let's just get that right. Everybody who is in these politicians aren't rich. And he happens to be a wealthy man. So it's like, nah.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing you control about a wealthy man.
But that's what it is. It's about control. Can we make you do what we need you to do? And he's like, I'm gonna do a little bit of it, but I'm gonna do some shit over here too.
Well, my uncle was like, man, he need to be locked up anyway because there's no president who's supposed to have active family members working in different working on his campaign and working other businesses at one time. Like, that's, they made that a law. And he still was doing shit he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So, he went through other people.
Yeah, so all them folks supposed to be locked up. But we'll see. Maybe, maybe not.
This is America. This shit ain't happening.
This is America, man.
They ain't never going to take care of home until after they take care of shit going on everywhere else. So.
Clean up everybody's house before you clean up yours.
Which don't make no fucking sense.
Woo! Well, you know, we got hush money for the maids and shit.
How about some hush money for the people?
That was like $1,500, man.
Say what?
That was like $1,500.
He was the only one who cut the check. The worst nigga was the one who cut the check.
He gave it out two times.
That shit's terrible.
Shit.
Like, all this shit don't make sense. You got Democrats who destroy their own party for what? These niggas would chop each other's heads off and say it's for the greater good. For what?
The Democrat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to shoot my hand and my foot.
I don't know, man.
A cheddar bob.
Yeah. Damn, what the dude for the New York Giants name was? Who shot himself? Plexico?
Plexico.
Plexico, yeah. They out here, man.
That shit crazy.
You know, movies become reality, man. You know, but I'm trying to see, man. There's some other stuff going on, man. But, you know, past that, man, what you listening to these days?
Lately, Don Toliver.
Don Toliver. I haven't indulged into his new album. I did just watch the Rolling Loud live performance, though. I guess I'd be late to the point. I've been listening to Don Toliver, man, but I really didn't even realize he was signed to Travis Scott at all, man. So it was just like, man, I definitely had moved my way just listening to R&B and not paying attention to these rappers like that.
He's a singer, though. He's a singer that raps.
Well, it's all the same these days.
He's a crooner.
It's all the same these days, man. Shit.
Nah, it's just I watched the interview. I was listening to the album. It's a short film that's attached to it.
Okay.
That I gotta find. But basically, the album's called Lovesick. It's like a diner.
Okay.
And each song is supposed to be a person in the diner that's going through something.
Okay.
It's cool. I like it.
Did you listen to Yachty shit?
Why? I mean, no.
Oh, he don't know. Yo, this is a must listen.
Seriously?
I own everything I love. This nigga's tapped into his Andre 3000 Tyler.
Tyler, the Creator. He's always done some different shit.
No. This is like.
I always get
this
one
is
or
like
songs.
Drug. This is like drug music. Oasis. It's like who I want to say.
What's the name of the album?
Shit, I can't even tell you. I'm blind. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Terrible.
It is. Shit. It's like LSD type of music, man. It's crazy. It's good shit though.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a good album, man. It's gonna blow your mind like shit. He said it took him about 2 years to actually make this album. And he locked in during the pandemic.
It's called Let's Start Here.
Yeah. He reinvention of himself.
Well, I like that he pushes boundaries musically. I give him that.
Yeah.
Even the Accidental Joke song went crazy, the Poland song. So it's like, I know on his previous albums, it's always one or two songs that I kind of fuck with that make it into my rotation, but the whole albums never stick.
Yeah, this is a good album, though, man. He's all right. So, you know, the thing about it is he's artistic, and it showed in different ways. Fashion, and like he's been able to put his hand on different puzzles, but like this time he's actually able to bring it to his music this time, because you've seen he's been creative doing visuals and stuff like that for a while now, but this time he's actually tapped into the artist he's supposed to be on this music. It's good shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out.
I was definitely like, let me check it out. I was like, oh shit, This is cold.
Did you listen to that Swarm EP?
I haven't listened to Swarm EP.
Sorry.
I just watched the first two episodes.
I know you heard that Usher song, though.
Glue?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fire.
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 Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Lil Jon in his bag, ain't he?
Man. It might be time for another one.
Huh.
Need him to gather up the East Side Boys and ride again?
Not going to happen.
I know.
Hold him, he owe him money.
I know. Black's supposed to be dropping soon.
Any given day now.
Yeah. So I'm waiting on that. Hopefully that's that hit the way it's supposed to.
Alice Vaughn just dropped something last week. That shit's good.
Mm-hmm.
Remixes.
ESTG dropped some trash.
I already told you I wasn't really a fan of ESTG like that.
Trash.
No. Now I did like that song, the few songs he got with Jeezy. I do like, he a hit and miss for me, man.
That was a lot of misses. I put it like that.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
We waiting for heavy hitters. I think that we're not going to get this Usher album. I think he's going to keep giving us singles, and this album is never going to come out, or it's not going to come out for another 2 years, and it's going to sound completely different.
Mm.
2 years maybe means towards the end of this year, but yeah, Confessions 2, you're giving me so much heat, so if you give me the album...
I think he's doing the residency, and this is supposed to be his last leg in Vegas, which ends in September. So we'll see then.
He ain't going on tour?
Nah.
Yes, he's going on tour for Confessions. Confessions 2 tour?
Will he go on? If he drops it, hell yeah.
That shit gonna be stupid.
Hell yeah,
but them tickets gonna be $9,976 million.
I asked the good people out there in the world, if you have a chance to buy you a flight and to go to Las Vegas, please go see Usher. Is it his residency at the MGM Park? The best show I've ever seen in my life. And I've been to a lot of concerts.
I've heard that.
Bruh puts on a hell of a performance. That shit is remarkable, man. And I've seen a lot of concerts, man. That shit is money's worth. You know what I mean? And it's in Vegas. It's in Vegas. All that good shit.
That's what's up. I think I got ticket prices.
Fuck them ticket prices. I'm glad he said it because I was about to go there. Fuck them ticket prices.
Not to the Usher concert, but...
Oh, no. Usher concert
just Ticketmaster and Live Nation.
Well, look. And look, I just seen Live
Monopoly.
Live Nation over there by Piedmont Park. They got a big-ass office over there.
Need to go outside and pick it.
We just need to have a conversation.
Throw tomatoes at them.
I would like to have a conversation.
I don't understand until shit breaks. Nah, we need to get out there. And
so, look, I was displaying my anger toward them initially because I couldn't get tickets for Ari Lennox, remember?
Yep.
And the resale tickets were like Beyonce tickets. Over $600. On up. Crazy numbers.
It's nuts.
So this go around, Drake goes on sale, 21 Savage. And I've got two ways of doing pre-orders this could go around. So I go in there with my Cash App first, check that one out. Tickets are between $200 and $600. These are regular tickets.
Right.
I don't understand this, right? I'm like, man, I'm not even looking for floor seats. I'm like, yo, yeah, these is the pre-sale tickets. It literally say pre-sale. So I'm like, all right, I come back the next day. Come back for Sprite, same shit. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm doing here. It even said on the little Cash App thing, right? Tickets start at $60. Didn't see them. You know what I'm saying? Didn't see them. I'm like, bro, I'm not paying $800 for no tickets, bro.
These surcharges that they add into the tickets that make them even higher.
You got me confused. I'm not a child.
Crazy.
I pay bills. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, no, that's not going
to
happen.
They don't want you to see your favorite artist.
I'm realistic. I remember when I used to go out on a date and $100 was easy. You know what I'm saying? The spend for a group. Couple, it's $100 plus a person now. on a it don't even have to be a date. We just going out to kick it.
Right.
No, bro. I'm like, bro, this shit, the math ain't mathing no more.
Hell
bro.
No.
The math ain't mathing no more.
I seen the tickets was $250. The surcharge was $200. Why is there a $200 surcharge?
For what?
Exactly. These mystery fees, bro. And then after that, so even if you do cop the ticket, when you do the resale, you're going to want your fee too.
What? Oh, yeah. Not only that, they're going to ask you, do you want the insurance on it? What I need the insurance for? It's going to be inside.
No, just in case you can't make it.
I'll sell it. Ain't that what you're supposed to do?
You know, yeah. Some people just want their money back.
So it's like certain people, I gathered their tickets were going to be high. But not at this extreme. Beyonce and Janet Jackson, yes. Been high. You know what I'm saying? Tickets have been upper echelon. But at the end of the day, they still had a low cap number to get to $1,000 whoop. And that was just normal. This ain't resale tickets. You feel me? So when I see regular tickets going like this, I'm like, man, what the hell? So the actual day they go on sale, their resale tickets up. I'm like, how is this for the public the day it's supposed to go on sale and they're only all resale? I don't get it. Fuck this shit.
So I think that the artists get a chunk of the tickets and resell them. And then I think that, you know, everybody else just taxes.
Why would I do that anyway when I'm getting the money regardless?
Because I can double my money. If I'm an artist and I get 40% of the ticket, or say I get half a ticket, a ticket $100, it's $50 I get off each ticket. If I tell my crew, hey, buy 10,000 tickets and then resell it for $200 or $250, after I already got my half because I'm getting my half back, then I'm getting over 100% profit after I'm reselling that shit. I think that it's a bunch of scams in the scam.
This nigga just confused the shit out of me on that one right there, boy.
If I bought, okay.
I got what you were saying. I definitely got what you were saying, but it's like, I'm getting the bag anyway. Fuck all that.
I'm getting a bigger bag now, and I ain't got to do shit.
Man, we're selling dope anyway, bro.
Exactly. So they
we're selling shit that just came out the air and selling it for a profit.
And then selling it again for some more profits.
I guess so, man.
Like, get that stepped on shit out there, too. It's
Yeah, well.
So the way around it is, if you live in Atlanta and you want to see somebody, go to Tennessee or Alabama or Carolina. Smaller markets.
Who?
Cheaper prices.
Who?
Huh?
Who? Put saying. That shit on YouTube, goddamn. And hit play. This shit. Fuck that. This second, shit free on YouTube.
Secondly, just save some money for a ticket. The money that you were going to spend on the tickets, go fly somewhere. Go to Amsterdam. Go to Dublin. And then buy the ticket. Chris Brown, Dublin, $80.
Facts.
Floor seats.
My homegirl going to Paris to see Beyonce.
Like $130.
Something less than that.
I'm just saying, because they don't have Ticketmaster doing the shit. See, America fucks over Americans. And they want to be great again.
Yeah. I don't know whatever happened with Taylor Swift, but shit, they got the feds involved. So, shit, hopefully they do something with that shit, man.
Them niggas ain't going to. Shit, these niggas gonna keep running that shit up.
Like, cause they finna get the check too. I got you.
But they probably gonna be like, hell, we just throw a little extra tax on there for you, a little hush money. That shit's nuts.
Well, in regards, that shit hurt my feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially somebody who actually like the artist I was trying to get to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't seen Drake in concert. I haven't seen 21 Savage in concert. So I was like, let me go check this out. And I didn't want to go see Future, but it's like, shit. I might need to go to this Future and Friend. What they got? They got a 21 Savage and Friend shit coming up. I might have to go to that.
Yeah, it's going to be $300 a ticket.
See? I mean, and initially, that's why I'm kind of looking at the festivals, why people are going to festivals more.
Yeah, because you pay one flat. The Dreamville weekend was $350.
Okay.
That's 2 days of concerts, and you get to see everybody.
My buddy been trying to get me to go. Drake. I can't do all that standing up, bro.
You can bring your seat.
You can.
I think so.
Okay, I'm not looking at that. See, I'm old man with that shit, man. I might do all this exercising and shit.
One of your nemesis is gone.
Who?
Rob.
That ain't my name. Man, don't do my man like that on here, man. That man is a friend of the show, man. Shout out to Rob, man. This nigga, he's a hater, which I tell you. That nigga just be starting man, shit.
So he can get it out there, you know. Get it back to the crib and where you from.
Okay. But my man was trying to get me to jump down on that shit.
So it's a nice lineup. It's a real nice lineup.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
Earth Gang and JID, they going to international legend tour. I think I'm gonna head out there and go see that.
Where they at?
Shit, they hitting everywhere: Amsterdam, Dublin, Paris, Germany. So I'm gonna find one and I'll be in there.
JID, I listen to JID in the gym, man. JID had me gone, man. Like, yo, this nigga is a real
underrated, bro.
I don't know if he's underrated, but he's definitely on the mark for greatness, man. He's right where he should be.
They don't know, man. They don't know.
He's about to be where he should be, man.
I'm telling you.
That's my guy, though, man. Him and he got a song talking about how he got signed to Dreamville, yep. In particular. Yo, listen to that. What's the name? Do you know the name of that song?
Nah, I just, you know, that's called The Forever Story.
Y'all need to listen to that song. We going to goddamn have it in the description box. That shit is everything, man. Bruh, broke that shit down in lamest terms, man. You don't know what your path in life is going to be at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you plan on doing one thing, and life changes, of course. And shit, at the end of the day, whatever you do, you need to be great at it.
That's it.
Fucking with Jid, bro. Any closing remarks?
Hey, man. I think we told y'all enough shit until the next episode.
Hey, that's it. It's your boy, Chef Fly.
Hey, boy, greatness is easy. I'll spread that out. I'm just a player.
Y'all.